This is looking already like the Bay of Pigs 2011 version. And so this $55 million number is going to go a lot higher because we're going to have to send more Tomahawks to try to turn this thing around. These rebels have no clue of what they're doing, no leadership. But the whole thing is really very, very interesting. This war that's not a war, and the fact that we're once again footing the bill, and we really don't still at this point, despite the president's address, we're still not sure why we're over there.
So if we've got to pay, do you still want to do it?
I do want to do it. You know why? Because we have to lead.
All right.
We're the best country. We know what we want. My problem here is actually that we're actually going after the prerogatives of France. It's France that takes a lot of oil from Libya. At the end of the day, what is our interest here? We don't really have a lot of interest here.
All right, Charles Payne, let's get back on the money. If we have to pay for it, should we still do it?
That's my point. Well, first of all, I don't think we should be doing it because it's not a humanitarian issue as the president laid out. Secondly, take the seven top economies in the world, the super hot, sizzling economies. Brazil's not involved. They abstained. Russia abstained. China abstained. India abstained. Even Germany abstained, and they took their ships home with them. We are paying this because we're paying $55 million a day for the president's ideology of a one-world utopia, which we will play a leading role in. That's what we're paying for, an ideology, and it's coming out of taxpayers' pockets.
What do you say, Adam? I mean, give me what you really
disagree
feel
more.
about this.
I couldn't disagree more. There is no ideology here. There's the absence of ideology. I don't know why you question that this is humanitarian in part. And secondly, you know, if France has a good idea, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that France has a good idea just because it's France.
So are you gung-ho for it? Adam, are you gung-ho for
this? No, I'm not gung-ho for any of this, Stuart. I'd rather we weren't fighting in a war or a non-war.
Guys, I don't know if this show airs in the Ivory Coast, Bahrain, Yemen, or other parts of the world where there are serious humanitarian issues, where there are serious... The Obama doctrine should be applied to those places as well, if indeed it's humanitarian.
You do what you can.
This is a one-world government. This is what this is all about, and we're going to chip in. We're going to do our part.
All right.
You do what you can where you can, not where you can't. And no one's talking about a world government here, Charles, except for you.
Clear disagreement about paying for something which you're not leading and which you might not want to do in the first place.